April 16th on joint letterhead with Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Department of Health Services Acting Secretary Andrea Palm unilaterally decided the stay-at-home order would continue until May 26th. You know what I if Emperor Bill Embers comes out and says, I'm logging a state, we're going to stay, just stay at home, stay safe until Memorial Day, it's going to be a ginormous collective blank you from across the amber waves of sugarcane, as it should be. I keep telling you people, if you don't look, they've gotten away with using fake science and fake data. None of the projections are going to pan out. You know now that the death toll, and this is a bogus death toll, we all know that they're cooking the books and claiming people are COVID-19 deaths. Do you know that the death toll is not even going to get to 60,000? We went from 4 million to 2.5 million to 500,000 to 400,000 to 250,000 to 80,000 to 60,000. And now, actually 50,000. Flu season, basically. And yet the exact same regiment is called for by government. This is not a health event any longer. And I tell you, I'm just frustrated as all of you are. If it's not a health event, then what is it? It's a coup. And it's all aimed at one thing. The 2020 American presidential election. Stopping Don John of Manhattan from becoming president. By the by, did you see that Trump made his statement on Friday at his press conference and it stormed out? Like, I ain't talking to you. I'm not answering any of your questions. Just rolled out. Gave no presser this weekend. He tweeted out yesterday that he was going to Cardinal Dolan's Mass, live stream Mass from St. Patrick's. As of April 20th, a total of 5,350 people in Wisconsin have tested positive for Wuhan coronavirus with 262 fatalities. Wisconsin has 5.8 million residents, meaning positive cases are 0.09%. Again, is this a health crisis? No, it isn't. This isn't a game. This isn't funny. Governor Edward Evers wrote on Pride Book, people die every day because of this virus, oftentimes painful and lonely deaths. Here we go. Here we go again. Oh, it's the worst death ever in the history of worst deaths. And the more we delay or play political games, the more people die. More people are going to die of influenza A and B, as Drs. Derricks and the other doctor point out, in California and in Wisconsin and any other state than are going to die of COVID-19. But the doctors in California even said, we're going to have more people die of influenza A and B than we will of COVID-19. And we're going to have influenza A and B next year. And the year after, and the year after, and the year after. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. You can make a crowdfunding donation to ensure that the Crusade Channel, Radio Free Pandemistan, remains on the air through all of this, as live as we are able to continue delivering the Crusade Channel for you and Urin. Click the little gray circle in the text entry box in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat that has a dollar sign in it. Tap that. You can make as little as $5, as much as you want, or go to mikechurch.com/shop. And on the front page, you'll see the April crowdfunding effort there. And you can click that link and sign in and make a donation there without the Rumble Talk service charge. While ever cites flattening the curve as the impetus for continued shutdown, statewide data reveals most counties have few to no COVID-19 cases. Milwaukee County, the urban hotspot, has seen the greatest outbreak in the state by far with 154 deaths. You got 154 people in a population of 500,000 are going to die every month. Hell, every week. Did people stop reading the obituaries, for heaven's sake? You know, it used to be, you open the New Orleans newspaper, the Times-Picayune, Times-Pick-Your-Nose fish wrap, you'd have two or three pages of obits every day. We seem to have convinced ourselves, or our ruling elite Nazi masters seem to have convinced themselves, and there's enough useful idiots out there that buy it. That death has been repealed. Nobody dies. The only way people die are by COVID-19 now. By the Wuhan, the Kung Flu. 844-527-8723. Dr. Erickson is the, I keep saying Derrickson, it's Erickson. Is our call-in line telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. This is Don in Florida. First up here today on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing. Radio Free Pandemistan. Yeah, Don, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Wanted to pass along a quick story that was shared with me over the weekend.
Okay.
One that probably won't surprise you or your listeners or Mr. Hitchborn, if you're able to share it with him. So a birdie shared with me that we're here in the Diocese of St. Pete, mm-hmm. and I'm sure this is happening all over the country, that the Diocesan Finance Committee has advised all the parishes to lay off all their lay employees, have them go on unemployment. The diocese will then apply for the paycheck protection, get the funds, mm-hmm. rehire the people back, and then apparently there's a 60-day clause that you have to hire them back for 60 days. Under the guise of that grant or loan, whatever it is.
Supposedly.
And then re-fire them after the 60 days.
I wasn't aware that you had to fire them.
Well, basically the point is they would get the money that they want from the government, hire them back under the guise that they are hired back because you have to use the money to hire to pay your employees.
Yeah.
But apparently after 60 days, you no longer have to retain them to retain the money. And then they would re-fire those people and let them go and not hire them back. So the whole scam would be to lose the employees, the lay employees, get the PPP money, get the money from the federal government, get that on the books, rehire them back, and then when the time passes enough where they're able to keep the money, then dismiss all the lay employees. So because the parishes are getting hammered, not having the churches open and not being able to collect money, and most of them are not able to make payroll, and so this is their way around.
So instead of opening the churches up, keep the churches closed and then run basically a fleecing operation to fleece the government of debt. I mean, it's usury straight up because that money does not exist. It has to be printed or borrowed against some future earning that no one can say yay or can say yay or nay to. So fleece the government with a usury grant, basically, and do all this instead of just going, I have an idea. Why don't we just open the churches?
Right.
Ridiculous.
Well, this was shared with our pastor, because it was shared with all the pastors in the Diocese of St. Pete as a directive as to what you should be doing. Thankfully, he's not doing that. And in fact, our collections, I believe, are either up or equal to where they normally are. And so that's a good thing.
Well, how can you have collections if you don't have any masses?
Online.
Ah, okay.
A lot of people are giving online now. And you can guess what type of community. I don't want to say the church or who it is, but it's a type of community that you would expect would be stepping up in this type of situation.
Right.
And ensuring that the church stays upright. So he is resisting these efforts, but I'm sure there will be other pastors that will follow suit. And who knows how many churches around the country are doing this and how many dioceses are doing this, and that they're going to, you know, lay people off, no regard for their families, no regard for using the money, as you said, using the money illegally. So just a great example of some fraud, some usury, and some just great Christian ethics there of how to treat one another as a result of this virus.
So, all right. So as of now, okay. So you get it. You have, basically, for the PPE scam, you have a... Yeah, by the by, am I the only one that noticed, me and Thomas Massey, that Winebox Nancy got another $500 billion through the House of Representatives without a single person voting for it? There was no vote on Friday. It was a voice vote. No recorded vote. So now we're at... $3.6 trillion. Now that's just direct cash bailout. $3.6 trillion. And the last $2.6 trillion of it has not had one solitary member of the House of Representatives vote for it. They're doing this on a voice vote. And no one will have to stand and answer for their vote because it's not recorded. I mean, folks, I don't know what else to tell you other than, is that unprecedented? Kinda. Does that sound like a representative for a government? No, it sounds like a banana republic to me. Sounds like, let's just make this stuff up as we go along.